Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, before we kick off this 8 o'clock hour, what do you got for us?
All right, Joe, we have the NBA Hall of Fame induction coming up this weekend. It'll be on Friday, and Ray Allen is going to be entering the Hall of Fame.
Congratulations to Ray.
Yeah, very cool for Ray, but not so cool, the deal with his teammates here. He spoke to Shams from The Athletic and basically said he's not expecting any of those guys to show or not expecting to hear from any of those guys. Of course, talking about all the guys from the Celtics. Hasn't had any communications with KG, Rondo, Glenn Davis. Has spoken to Paul Pierce, but still not expecting him either.
What a bunch of frauds those guys are. I mean, such a bunch of frauds.
I don't know if I've ever heard of something that happened more than a decade ago.
They're still mad at Ray for Ray leaving the Celtics and going to the Heat. Like, that's what they're mad at Ray.
That whole thing broke up.
KG and Paul Pierce forced their way out of Boston to go to Brooklyn. I mean, like, all this stuff that happened afterwards, but it's Ray's fault for jumping ship. And then Rajon Rondo in the middle of all this?
Yeah.
The most salty guy ever?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. The guy who literally can't sit on a team for more than 9 months. He's on a team for 9 months, and he's getting thrown out. Like, give me a break.
Very disappointing. Very, very disappointing.
Ray hit the biggest shot in Miami Heat history?
One of them, for sure.
Yeah.
That was a huge shot, man.
The Bosch rebound?
Kept it going.
All right, for all of our Tom Brady fans, you can watch Tom vs. Time. This short little episode is going to be on Facebook Watch, and you can watch it today. It's going to be about Tom's offseason and what he did during the offseason. And he took a break. He traveled and did some stuff with his family. So you can see that in Tom vs. Time. Will you be watching?
No.
Me either.
I know, that's a quick answer.
No, yeah. No interest in that.
I don't care about what he does in his personal life.
I get to see Tom up close six and a half, 7 hours.
He ruins my Sundays season. Twice a year. I don't need that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you he's not watching that other kid from EEI and got suspended. He's probably not going to watch that either.
Jeez.
All right, guys. We've been dancing around Papa John's all morning, and this came out recently here. John Schnatter, of course, the Papa, sent out a 61-page letter, essay, whatever you want to call it here, detailing all the stuff that goes on at Papa John's. He took aim at a lot of different people in the company, talking about the frat-like behavior that goes on over there, which we expected, since he ran
the whole damn thing. Yeah, he's the one.
President the
leader,
of the fraternity.
Yeah, the leader of the tribe over there.
The weirdest one, though, in this 61-page thing is he takes Chief Legal Officer Caroline Euler and throws her under the bus here.
Course.
He says, on multiple occasions, she said that she wants to bleep Rick Pitino.
What happened?
Bang him.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Said that
Rick would have done it, I'm sure.
Said that Miss Euler.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
How many years ago was
that?
Said that in the letter, it says that Miss Euler asked me to call her if I was out with Mr. Pitino so that she could hook up with him.
Wow. Papa John not holding back now,
That's so petty.
It's petty, but this is him.
Such a weasel.
Yep.
Now he's trying to get this thing back.
You got to do whatever you can to try and get your company back, right?
Make a better damn pizza.
One more thing to get to here, guys. We had arguably the most expensive shoes in existence were stolen from a museum. These are the ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz.
Whoa.
Now, these are valued between $2 million and $7 million.
Drew Brees will give you 40 for it.
Yeah, Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is at that auction going, 40! 40! I want to take him home. 40.
Oh, man.
Wow. How do you walk out of a museum with a pair of ruby slippers?
Yeah, that's...
You have it in their bag and just walk out and... No alarm on them or anything?
That's crazy.
I mean, it's a heist.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Would you pay $10 million for the ruby slipper?
No.
You like you know, drop in like Mission Impossible on like a cord.
Yeah, that's it. I could just see someone doing that. The ruby slippers are over there. Let's get the ruby slippers.
You guys remember Wizard of Oz?
Of course,
you're old enough to remember.
Yeah. I think they show that to everyone, regardless of age.
Yeah. Like, I saw the color version.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I know it was black and white probably when you watched it.
Color version is not the original.
No, it's not the original.
No.
Okay, then through I'm the not years. The original.
No, through the years, the thing is, I mean, people had a lot of fun. Like,
of
I know in football, they go, hey, look at you, man. You're part of the Wizard of Oz. You got no heart. And they're like, oh, man.
Tin Man.
No. They had it for everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz.
What else?
The color to the original version.
Are you sure? I thought those were like the original characters in the version with color. Or did they just do a remake?
No. The original one's black and white way back. Dorothy flying.
You did not watch
the
original.
I did not watch
the original.
Poor Dorothy was in that terrible dream. That was just terrible.
Horrible story.
Is it a different
Kansas.
Dorothy in the two movies? Like the one that's in color and the black and white one?
No.
I don't know. You're asking way too many questions. I don't know.
I just asked these questions out loud and someone's going to text them in like the next couple seconds here.
Oh, no. It's going to come right on the text line. 560-22. 560-22.
You guys carry on for 10 minutes about Wizard of Oz.
Well, you brought it up. Just to be honest there. Rick Pitino's new book. The story of the under the table dealings. Someone texted that in. That'd be a good. I'm telling you, I'd buy that also.
Boy,
Rick Pitino, my life or whatever it's called. I'm not buying that.
If that came out, that'd be a hard one to sell to this wife.
Mm.
That's all I could think of. It's like, you know.
How about this? We have some Wizard of Oz text coming in right now.
Yeah, Joe's way off.
Joe, you're way off.
What?
Joe, that was the first color version movie. It changes from black and white to color and then back to black and white.
Oh.
Morons. The Wizard of Oz was the first color movie made. It was always in color.
I didn't know that.
It starts in black and white, turns into color when she arrives in Oz.
I think that's accurate.
This sounds more accurate than Joe's version.
Well, I don't know for sure. Of course I don't. I've just
it's the same
as a lot of conviction,
time.
Though.
You did. You kind of yelled.
You tried to make me feel bad about it, and you said a lot of conviction.
You want to apologize to Hollywood?
Roughly what year was it? I feel like.
If you ask that, it's going
like
to give it 30 seconds.
Dude.
What's our delay? Yeah. That's it.
Anyway, what else you
Rick
got?
Rick Pitino made Bobby Knight look like a saint. Yeah, that's true. Pitino's dealings now. I mean, Bobby Knight threw a chair at a dude, but.
You know what's weird is Rick Pitino going on this tour with his book. And I don't know, you know, Pitino, my story, and this new book. Like, he got to be called on the carpet. If you're going to go out and you're going to be promoting this book, people got to ask you, like, first of all, dude, you got a Hummer under a table. So let's start with that.
The car?
I mean, you're a little sleazy.
Mm.
I just.
1939, by the way. That's what someone just texted in.
You were just a boy back then, Joe.
Yeah. I was like 20 back
just
then.
A little boy growing up in Marysville.
I was
1939.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Someone just said, I thought they just added color to the original version. That's what we kind of thought.
I thought so, too. I guess I was wrong.
When it starts off in Kansas, it's black and white. And then, you know. Oh, nice one. If Hollywood only had a brain. Someone just texted that in. August 25th, 1939. Joe was 17. He was just getting recruited to BYU at that point.
Just getting ready to go to BYU and have my first crush.
Yeah. We piss off all these texters? I mean, look at the text machine right now. It is inundated with Wizard of Oz text. It was always in color, you morons.
Why can't they just say it was always in color and not call us morons?
No,
why is there name calling? Why do we go through this name calling?
Because
stuff?
This seems like common knowledge. And you said it's in black and white strongly.
I thought that I saw it for the first time. That's why I brought it up, that it was black and white. Like everything on my TV when I was a kid, growing up for a long time, was black and white.
Mm. I didn't have color TVs back in the day for you all the time anyway. So, yep.
You got anything else? Or are we just going to sit here
I'm
and
legitimately
pause?
Trying to go down from
we
all.
We're going
to
just go
Wizard of
air?
Oz 80th anniversary coming up.
80th?
Yeah, well, 39.
Wow.
That's not how old you are.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Yeah. At least there's other morons out there that said they thought they just added color to the original version.
Yeah, we got a moron club. Exactly.
Crap quality.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what people are texting in right now.
All right. Well,
this is what we did to the text line. You brought up one question and look what happened.
Somehow we go from sports to Wizard of Oz.
How about going to some football next?
Oh, you must be telling me. Jorge Mas going to join us?
That's right. Gonna join us next.
Love talking to Jorge. We'll get all caught up on MLS Miami soccer right after this quick break. Stay with us. We're going to be back. We'll have him at 8 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.